Hi, this is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Welcome to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, a podcast dedicated to any and all vampire movies that we so deemed enter the crypt for. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and joining me once again for the next 5 minutes of From Dusk Till Dawn.
Hello, I'm Brian Boucher.
And Brian's from the Dude, Where's Your Car Minute right now. We are covering minutes 15 to 20 of this Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino action-packed film, also starring George Clooney, Harry Keitel, and Juliette Lewis, as well as a whole bunch of other people that are fantastic in the movie as well. But those are our main characters. And the actor who plays Scott, who I can never remember, only because I don't think he went on to big and great things. So.
Right.
We open up with the 5 minutes with George Clooney explaining to the hostage how this is going to work as George Clooney sits on and watches her from behind. It's intimidating. It's creepy. It's like, what is happening? The fact that he asks her to come over and sit by the bed with her is like, gah.
Right. Yeah.
We do see, I think, in the news report of these 5 minutes, I'm trying to see what is on the TV. I have a film playing next to me. And I'm trying to see what is it that what is Quentin Tarantino watching?
Well, it looks like he's flipping channels. Like the first thing that pops up is a cartoon, and it says smoked hams, and then it shows like some pigs sitting at a table, and then and it looked like they were maybe smoking cigars or something. And then it's like he flips the channel, and it's to like it's like Troy movie or something from like the Roman era.
Correct. And this is like the last time we will see this actress who plays our victim, the kidnappee, because the next 5 minutes she is dead. She is murdered as she obviously tried to fight back against Quentin Tarantino trying to rape her. So it's not a role I've heard from interviews that he loves as much anymore, especially that particular character, especially in light of what has come out with Harvey Weinstein, who was the producer of this movie. At least a lot of his. Well, Weinstein's name didn't come up in the credits for this film, but
not this one.
But he was the producer of a lot of Tarantino's films, which Tarantino felt horrible about putting the women that he worked with in front of Weinstein, in which he had never had, especially Uma Thurman, who Uma Thurman said Quentin Tarantino has nothing to be sorry for. So don't go after Quentin Tarantino. He's my friend, and we're. That was never his fault. So,
right.
But I know I've heard that this is not a role that he loves the character, but there are aspects of the character he wish hadn't been as much anymore. So,
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So right over to the diner where we meet the rest of our cast and crew, which is Harvey Keitel and Juliette Lewis and Ernest Liu, who plays Scott, Kate, and Jacob Fuller. Harvey Keitel, when I saw this movie, I honestly thought. And by the way, the reason why I don't know anything about Ernest is because his career kind of ended in 2005, and everything he did after this is nothing I ever watched, unfortunately.
Right.
So,
me neither.
But Juliette Lewis right now is currently on the very popular series The Yellow Jackets, which is about a girls' soccer team that crash lands in the Andes, and they have to go all Lord of the Flies on each other. And she plays the older version of one of the survivors, too.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen it, but okay.
And Harvey Keitel, I honestly thought Harvey Keitel was the old man from Jurassic Park when I was a kid.
I can see that.
Yeah, but he is not.
No.
But I didn't watch, I don't think I could remember anything of Harvey Keitel's prior to this. In fact, he looks very different in a lot of his photos, not playing like the, aged out old preacher father prior to this. So they definitely did him up in a way to make him, different than his normal, the way he would normally look. And I believe he's still alive today, I think. But his career goes back to 1966 on two incredibly popular television shows at the time, Hogan's Heroes and Dark Shadows. What do you know Harvey Keitel from?
I've known him from a lot of things, Reservoir Dogs and National Treasure, Apocalypse Now, I know a lot of things. My favorite character from him is actually when he played the devil in Little Nicky, the Adam Sandler movie, which I thought was awesome. This movie, I thought was great. I mean, you could tell his range because he's always been like a mobster or a bad guy or something like that, you know. And here he's this, you know, like you said, just burnt out preacher guy, father who just wants to get his family, you know, away from where he was at, you know, and he's very timid and everything. And I like his character.
I think it's also his wife just recently died. I think probably very like within a week or so. And that's why they're on this little vacation to get away from their lives, because his wife dying destroyed his faith in God.
Right.
Which comes up with Scott, because Scott seems to be his adopted son, obviously, because him and Kate are pretty white, and his adopted son is Japanese, or it's Chinese. It's corrected by him when George Clooney points it out, and then he goes, no, you're the other one. I also think Scott's wearing a Precinct 13 t-shirt.
Right, yes.
Have you ever seen that film?
I may have. I don't remember.
Pretty funny that, you know, Kate still has belief in God, despite the fact that she obviously lost her mom. But this is like right at the beginning of her career. She had just done Cape Fear just a few years prior to this.
Right. Yeah. And she had done, I think her first movie was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
But this is really like the beginning of her, the Juliette Lewis.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Era.
This was,
yes.
Yeah. Christmas Vacation, she's a big character in, as well as My Stepmother is an Alien. But this, like, in the 90s is when she blew up, especially because she had just done Natural Born Killers.
Right.
Strange Days, The Basketball Diaries, and she's playing, like, a 16-year-old girl in this movie. I think she's older in those other films, too. I thought that was kind of funny that this is, like, kind of like, I want to say, what actress is it? It's not Reese Witherspoon, it's not Sarah Michelle Gellar. There's another actress that bounced back and forth. Oh, it's Emma Stone. Emma Stone would bounce back and forth between playing adult characters back to being a teenager. The A-list or Spider-Man, or Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, where she had just prior to that played a full-grown adult in something like Stupid Crazy Love.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's very, very funny. But I digress. Our 5 minutes end with them basically talking about whether or not, you know, the belief in God is still there, which comes up prominently later on in the movie when they need Jacob to have his belief in God in order to fight the vampires. Don't know what diner they're at, just because we don't really get an outside shot of it, but I go to a breakfast diner with my son every single Sunday. So every time I see a diner in a movie, it makes me hungry for breakfast diner food.
I don't think I've ever been to an actual diner.
Are you kidding me? How old are you?
Like this. I am 46 years old, but I live in the Midwest. We don't really have diners around here.
You don't?
No, not really.
That's odd.
No. Yeah. I live in a small town in Indiana.
Diner is part of Americana. It's like, I was told that a diner became, like, was formed in America.
I mean, we have one here, maybe. I guess you would call it a diner.
That's incredible.
A little restaurant, and it's only open for like breakfast time, but I've never been there.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. You need to go out to a diner sometime and have yourself some coffee in one of those brown mugs they have in the movie.
Yeah, well, I my plan is to move like out west, like towards Las Vegas, and I will definitely be hitting up some diners.
Gotcha. Well, where can people find you to check out your podcast?
Well, you can find me at on Top Gun Minute on any podcatcher of your choice. Like I said, I'm working on Dude, Where's My Minutes, where I cover the Ashton Kutcher 2000 stoner comedy movie, Dude, Where's My Car? And that will be coming out very soon. So just keep an eye out for that.
You can find me on the Movie by Minute group, as well as check out the other films that I've covered here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast, such as Life Force, What We Do in the Shadows, Vampire Hunter D, Dracula 79, The Lost Boys, and Once Bitten. And you can also check out this podcast if you're not listening to it on the site on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audible, and iHeartRadio. Please leave a 5-star review. You can send us an email, thatradiofhorror@gmail.com, with any questions and comments about this film or about the podcast. Buy us a cup of coffee if you wish to over at Buy Me a Cup of Coffee, which helps the podcast. And you can also check out my own vampire collection of stories, graphic novels, and books, Vlada, A Dracula Tale, we gender swap the cast of Dracula in its own unique universe. And we'll be back in another 5 minutes of the film From Dusk Till Dawn here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a wide oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.